Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the show that helps you take control of your health. We'll give you the latest news of the week and great guests, too. This is the News of the Week segment, 867A, for you keeping track at home. And what it is we not only give you the medical news of the week that pertains to you and your health, but we will give you what it means for you so that you can take control and live at the top of your curve. The stories for this week: genetic mutation helps Amish families fight aging, diabetes, even baldness. What's that got to do, a genetic mutation, with you? We'll tell you. Stay tuned. Nearly half of Americans have high blood pressure based on the new guidelines, but a variety of nuts, especially walnuts, are tied to a lower risk of high blood pressure and lower it. Your dog does too. And here's another reason to feel good about drinking coffee if you're a fast metabolizer. We'll tell you how to tell. Breast cancer may return even 20 years later. A study finds what it means for you for any cancer. And risky stimulants turn up again and again and again in weight loss and workout supplements. What's the FDA to do, and why aren't they getting rid of them faster? The Adomegas. Do pesticides get into the flesh of fruits and vegetables? We'll talk about which ones, if any, that you have to avoid. And it's not a fad, it's a trend. Americans really are putting down the soda pop. Heart attack survivors are at risk of dementia. How much risk and what can you do about it? Well, we'll talk about how close friendships have also been shown to decrease memory loss. It's one of those 10 things you should do to keep your memory intact. And our guest, 867B, is a great interview, Nisha Zinhof. She just gave an amazing interview, The Unspeakable Loss. It's a really powerful book. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, though. It is incredibly powerful, The Unspeakable Loss, because we're going to have many more of these unspeakable losses as aging changes and as we get into the age of longevity or the next great breakthrough, longevity. Let's go now and talk about the genetic mutation. Oh, I do have an honor to say and thank people for. This week, our book, Age Proof, was chosen by the Wall Street Journal, or this month, I should say, by the Wall Street Journal as the best book on healthy aging by the Wall Street Journal for 2017. Best book on healthy aging. It is a great gift for the holidays. That is Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip, by Gene Chatsky and myself, Mike Roizen. Gene Chatsky is the finance person on today and also the finance ambassador for AARP. So she gives you a lot of great tips that you can pass on to whomever you give Age Proof to as a gift. It's a shameless plug. I like it. Anyway, let's go and talk about aging in general. And this is showing the kind of research that is going to cause this longevity breakthrough. That is the work by the Northwestern chief of medicine, who went down to Amish country and did a series of tests on 177 Amish people from the community, including all kinds of tests. But what they found is there was a genetic predisposition to live longer and to have less likelihood of having diabetes, no matter what their diet, and in fact their telomeres, those ends on the pluripotent stem cells that you need to get longer for us to be able to repair ourselves, are longer. And what they found was that there was one gene that coded for a protein involved in clotting that and inflammation that seemed to be missing. In other words, out of the two genes, if you miss both the genes on this from your mom and your dad, you don't live, and you die in utero. But if you have one heterozygous, you're missing one and you have one, then you live about 15% longer, have about a 0% chance of getting diabetes, and repair yourself much better. Your telomeres are much longer. And what it appears so is this, why am I telling you this? If it's a small family and Amish family, or not a huge family, of Amish in one state, and the reason is because we now know how to do gene editing. And if we can find the secrets for you to live longer, maybe we can edit that gene into inactivity as you're getting older and have you repair yourself much better, have you have much less inflammation. Remember, we die when our stem cell telomeres get too short. This mutation lengthen them. This could be one of those breakthroughs. We don't know it yet, but remember, giving those drinking water, the proteins in the drinking water, which turned on four genes in mice, rejuvenated them. It stopped them from having less energy, excuse me, by rejuvenating their mitochondria and making them young and their organs young. And that's now been done in three species. So gene editing just is right around the corner. Nearly half of Americans now have high blood pressure. We went from 140 over 90 being high blood pressure, 130 over 85 and above being pre-hypertension, to now, if you're over 130 over 80, you have hypertension, from 33% of the people to 50%. Why is it important? Is it just that we request? No. The data shows that if your blood pressure on casual readings, your readings at home, is above 130 over 80, or even white coat hypertension, that stuff where you get higher blood pressures when you get to the doctor's office, if your blood pressure is up there, then you are at much greater risk of cardiovascular disease, stroke, and all of the sequelae of high blood pressure, heart attacks, memory loss, kidney failure, and all of the like or ilk of those things. And those are serious things. But that's what happens, and that's what it looks like. You will be able to get treated by getting more aggressive treatment of blood pressure. It's one of the six things you should know. So you should always know what your blood pressure is, and it should be as close to 115 over 75 as you can make it with lifestyle changes or with medication. Yeah, medication is useful. At the same time, another study came out, which is on the variety of nuts that is tied to a lower risk of heart disease. And it turns out that eating a variety of nuts, including walnuts, and walnuts were the most effective, peanuts and other tree nuts. So peanuts aren't really a nut, they're a legume. But you're much less likely to develop heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even high blood pressure. So you want to eat an ounce a day, and 1 ounce a day, five times a week, 14% less likely to develop cardiovascular disease, 20% less likely to develop coronary artery disease. Walnuts even better, a 27% reduction in all cardiovascular disease, and a 24% reduction in coronary artery disease. And the risk of stroke is decreased with all the nuts, including the peanuts. Why? We don't know, but it works. Another reason to feel good about coffee, if you're a fast metabolizer. So what is a fast metabolizer? Well, it turns out that over 80% of us are fast metabolizers. What does that mean? It means we get rid of the caffeine quickly. And you can tell if you're a fast metabolizer or not by your symptoms. If you have an 8-ounce cup of normal coffee and you don't get a headache in over an hour period or less, and you don't get a headache, you don't get abnormal heartbeats, or feel like you've got abnormal heartbeats, you don't get gastric upset, and you don't have anxiety, then you're a fast metabolizer. Fast metabolizers in this study, and this is actually neat, had decreased blood pressure, decreased stroke, decreased heart attack, decreased cardiovascular disease of all kinds by about, again, 20%. So this is truly excellent data. Is there a reason to start eating nuts and drinking coffee? And the answer is, if you can drink nuts or coffee and you like it, yes. Caffeine seems to be, that is, decaffeinated was less than half as effective, and tea seems to be just as good. So really, previously research has shown that coffee's caffeine content, along with its anti-inflammatory polyphenols, those are things that give it color, are responsible for the health benefit, and it looks like that about half of the benefit is the caffeine and half is the polyphenols. And tea, although we don't have quite enough data, looks like it does the same thing. And while we're talking about the benefits of nuts and coffee, I won't have nuts, if you will, at this time, but I am going to have a swig of coffee in honor of that study, as well as because I love coffee.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast coming up. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add water to get your greens anytime, anywhere without the mess. Plus, you can now enjoy Organifi Red Juice Powder too. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green and Red Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself. Use the code YOU, Y-O-U, at Organifi.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com. Once again, use the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, to receive 20% off your order at Organifi.com. And You, the Owner's Manual podcast is brought to you by Memory Rescue, the brand new book that can help you with your memory. Let's hear from its author.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
It's important that you receive this information. Get your copy of Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Learn more at memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Breast cancer may return 20 years later, a study finds. What does this mean? Well, what it means for all of us is that when you have a cancer, or even if you don't, you need to protect yourself by doing lifestyle things. Many people don't know that just having a normal weight decreases your risk of cancer incidence and recurrence by over 50% compared to those who do not keep a normal weight. And having 30 minutes of physical activity a day, 30 minutes of walking a day, plus two fruits and vegetables a day, decreases your risk of recurrence by about 90%. Really big data showing huge benefits. So why did I bring this up with the story about you can get a recurrence as long as 20 years later? Because it's really up to all of us to prevent ourselves from getting cancer. And one of the great ways is doing lifestyle things, such as managing stress, such as doing physical activity, such as eating without any of the snake oil, sugars, added syrups, and saturated fats and trans fats. So doing these lifestyle things and avoiding cotinine in the urine, managing stress, all of these things have tremendous benefit at decreasing risk of cancer. Just to give you one idea, in the men's health study, 20 years of a multivitamin a day to guys who are already eating well and exercising, decreased cancer recurrence rates by 18%. Decreased cancer incidence rates, the chance of your getting cancer, by 18% over the 20-year period, but decreased the recurrence rates by 27%. Fully a huge, huge benefit, and the only risk you have is peeing a little more yellow than you might. The risky stimulants have turned up again in weight loss workout supplements. That's right, the ingredients apparently new were popping up on labels of dietary supplement marketed for weight loss and workouts. Sometimes the labels said DMHA, sometimes aconitum. Others were other hard-to-pronounce names. Doesn't matter. The key point is that you help yourself manage your own supplements. Choose only those with a P on the label for pharmacopeia. And what you want is to make sure you take control of your own health and live at the top of your curve. Do pesticides get into the flesh of fruits and veggies? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. What should you do? Go for only the clean dozen. Don't go for the dirty dozen. So if you go to the Google and Google the dirty dozen, you can find out which fruits and vegetables this year are considered having a lot of pesticides on them and not cleanable easily by washing. We went over how to do that with baking soda and water and then rinse it off real well a couple weeks ago. Maybe next week. So on 868, I'll give you that again. But if you want to know what the dirty dozen are, you just Google dirty dozen foods, and what comes up is strawberries. So it lists the dirty dozen and the clean 15. So the dirty dozen: strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, peaches, pears, cherries, grapes, celery, lettuce, those straight things. Those are the ones you want to buy organic, spend the extra money for, or make sure you wash off really, really well with baking soda and water, and then a ton of water afterwards, clean water. What's the last story that I want to cover today before we go to our guest? And we have a wonderful guest lining up. Actually, I've got three stories to cover beforehand that are all pertinent to you. The first one: Americans are putting down the soda pop. Study relied on a representative sample of 18,000 children 2 to 19 and 27,000 adults over the age of 20. They were asked about their beverage consumption over the past 24 hours. Juice, milk, sugar, and diet soda. Coffee and tea, sports drinks, water, alcohol, what's in their drinks. And it turns out that the per capita consumption of all drinks has declined. Children took in 316 drink calories a day in 2014, compared with 473, much more sugar loaded, in 2003. Among adults, the figure was 341 calories in 2014, compared with 525 in 2003. So we're getting rid of the drink calories, and in every age group, water drinking is increasing. That's the great news. And it goes with the other story I tell from Rich Foods. When I went to their test kitchen, I saw a bunch of really healthy stuff. And I said, "What's going on?" to the CEO, Bob Rich. And he said, "Mike, it's no longer a fad. It's a trend. We in America are getting healthy." The last two stories relate to dementia and cognitive decline, brain function decline as we get older. It turns out if you've had a heart attack, your brain function declines much faster a third more people after heart attacks have dementia than would have if they hadn't had a heart attack. And what's one of the solutions? It's close friends. That's right. We've talked about stress management. We've talked about physical activity. We've talked about speed of processing games, DHA, avoiding the foods with sugar in them, etc. Well, this is, and there are 10 choices we've talked about. Well, this is one of those that fits into probably stress management. Having close friends decreases your risk of not having your memory intact as you get older. And that, my friends, is section, is, if you will, 867A on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, the show that tells you what you need to know so you can live at the top of your curve for a very long time. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest coming up. The guest coming up is relates to an unexpected loss. It's actually entitled The Unspeakable Loss by Nisha Zinhof. Coming up in a few weeks, we have another spectacular, we have a series of spectacular guests. Michael Bruce talking about sleep. Josh Tickle, Kiss the Ground, How the Food You Eat Can Reverse Climate Change, Heal Your Body, and Ultimately Save Our World. He's making a film out of it. We're going to talk to him in a few weeks. But today, it's a wonderful one on the unspeakable loss. Stay tuned.